the loss to them early in the year?
Well, you always, you know, when you have an opportunity to play a team again, you want to go out there, especially if you've lost, and have a better performance. And, you know, we feel we can play better than we did the first time. You know, we know they're talented. We know if we're going to move the ball and score points, we're going to have to earn everything. We're going to have to make plays and block up their front seven that's very talented. And, you know, they have good secondary, so they have good players all over the field, and we just got to execute better than we did last time.
You've played very well. You personally played very well in that stadium the three times you've been there. Anything to it? I mean, is it surroundings?
No, I mean, it's just obviously the team has played well, and guys have gotten open, and the offensive line's blocked well, so it's just, you know, been put in good circumstances and have made plays when we needed them. So, you know, it seems like all of them have been tight games, and, you know, last-second field goals or you know, two-minute drives at the end. So, you know, we've made plays when we needed to, and I have a feeling that we're going to have to do that same type of game.
Can you be more comfortable in other than your home stadium, can you be more comfortable in one road stadium?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think you know, it's still a matter of going out there and executing. And you know, they're a good team and a talented team, and so we just got to make sure, you know, offensively we're executing well. We're running the ball, we're mixing up the pass and the run, play action, you know, keep their defense on their toes a little bit, and should be okay.
Are you aware of where and wherever he is because he's so ferocious?
Yeah, you know where he is. He's a tremendous player, and you know, he can change a game. You know, he can get to the quarterback, does a great job stripping the ball. So he's gonna, you know, he's gonna have plays where he's gonna get pressure, and just not, you know, a matter of not making that into a turnover, not forcing an interception or a fumble, and you know, hopefully most of the time we can block him up.
You can put the hammer down this week a little bit in the division and open up some space. Do you guys see this as a good opportunity in that regard?
You know, I think, you know, we got a long season to go, and I think right now, hey, it's Dallas, and that's really the only thought process. Hey, it's a division game, playing Dallas, so try to get a win.
Do you feel any rivalry?
No, I mean, I think you know, with Dallas, you know, it's Giants Dallas, you know, that's enough said, and so you want to go out there and just, you know, play your best and try to put your team in a situation to win.
D'Angelo Hall didn't give you guys a whole lot of credit for the game-winning touchdown pass. He said didn't take like a rocket scientist to make that play. Felt like they gave that play to you guys. That was such a big play that you guys made. Does it bother you at all that he said those things?
No, I appreciate him giving it to me. So, no, thank you. No, I didn't think it took a rocket scientist to figure it out either. You know, you had a guy running open and you hit him. So, I don't know.
It seems to be a little bit of a continuing trend now. Clay Matthews said, you know, he felt that the Packers lost the game. You didn't beat them. What is it? What do you take away from that? Is it a little bit of sour grapes in your mind?
You know, it doesn't bother me. You know, they could if that's the way they want to, you know, put it in their heads, then that's fine. But. The fact is, hey, you know, that was a coverage. If they messed up, you know, that's what you got to do as an offense. You got to take advantage of it. If a team wants to give up some plays or they don't want to play well on a certain day, you know, it's our job to play better and make the plays and take advantage of that opportunity.
Eli, does a Dallas Cowboys defense without Sean Lee look a lot different?
You know, he's a tremendous player. He's fast. He does a great job just, you know, making plays against screens. He's guarding the back. Looks like gets them lined up and you know, it seems to be a playmaker. And so, you know, we'll see how that changes their philosophy on things. You know, obviously he's a starting player, so it will be a little different. But, you know, I think for the most part they'll try to rely on getting great pass rush and trusting their corners to cover up the receivers and you know, I don't think it'll change their philosophy that much, but he is a tremendous player.
How about the way that people are going into this game? The first game, but this team has come so much farther now.
Talking about the Giants?
No, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are. We've been playing better football than we did that first game, and you know, you got to give credit to Dallas. They had a good game plan, and they, you know, they for a majority of the game they kept two safeties high and challenged us to run the ball. We didn't run the ball as well as we needed to, and so we didn't, you know, force them to change up their defense much. So, you know, we got to make sure we can run the ball better, and that'll get them to mix up their coverages and you know, see if we can. You know, get that to open up the play action, get the ball down the field. So,
well, I think it's just human nature that at some point, I mean, you'd obviously heard what Paul said. I mean, at some point, you got to shake your head and be like, another one? What?
No, I mean, I just read about it, and you know, ten minutes ago, and you know, you just laugh at it, you shake your head. So, you know, I wasn't offended by it. I never claimed it was. You know, there was some, you know, great read or something we had planned or figured out. It was, you know, hey, there was Vic ran a good route. You know, he was open. You know, you hit him, and you know, that's all I really think about it.